dear Jesus H. Christ. KJ here, WEEI. It is New Year's Eve. I did not realize that the BS would be so backed up that it would literally be trying to get out of itself on the last day of the year. That is Nick wrong. Like, there's no reason to even say that. Look, I know his last name is right, but he's absolutely wrong. But I'll tell you why he's wrong about this whole mathematic equation, which I felt like was just bad geometry on a mental chalkboard. It absolutely sucked. Look, I don't go in people's pockets, but geez, that take wasn't even worth $18.50 a day. So the Patriots are going to trade Drake May with Tennessee, have the 1-2 pick, take Travis Hunter, Shedeur Sanders, and then hire Deion Sanders as the head coach next year. I'm baffled. I almost have to say this about my profession. It sucks. This profession sucks now officially because that makes zero sense. One, two, did he really turn around a program that just got walloped by BYU? And then two, Drake May isn't necessarily quarterback three out of this past draft. You know who that is? Caleb Williams. But I know why Nick Wright is doing it. And I say that to say this. New England, you're being set up. You're being set up for the narrative that you don't like. See, because as asinine as that sounds, it sells to a whole lot of people on a national level. Yeah, New England versus everybody. I totally get it. But now there's an echo chamber that's bigger than ever before. There are people who want to see the serious death knell of the New England Patriots franchise. I saw this coming when Bob Kraft hired Gerard Mayo. I knew exactly what he was doing. If this franchise is able to be painted by this, people like Nick Wrong and other pundits around the country who will try and push the death knell narrative. Why do you think pushing so hard the Chiefs is such a thing right now? Look who the quarterback is. Until Taylor Swift, Travis Kelce used to get a touch-up fade. There's kind of an element of trying to stick it to the New England fan and the Patriots. What Nick Wright is doing, and I'll say this, is he's trying to cause more dissension about how people view this team, both through a historical lens and then its current lens. And who will it probably most permeate to? Potential free agents. As much as you love the draft, and we'll get to the whole ridiculousness of like, oh my gosh, man, just you got to lose because we can get the number one pick because of the draft. I can point to you in multiple sports where the person who went number one was a bust. Ever hear Tony Mandrich? That's what we need, an offensive lineman. Oh, kids, we're getting a history lesson today. When Robert Kraft hired Gerard Mayo, my perception was Gerard Mayo can see the forest from the trees of what potentially could be coming down to the New England Patriots in terms of free agents saying no, no matter how much money you offer to come. Because if a narrative becomes loud enough, consistent enough, for some people it becomes truth. And that's unfortunate. Like, I don't like seeing, the only animal I like seeing get caught in a trap is a rat. And keep in mind, because when you see a rat around here, you're like, there's no good use for the rat. None. People will go get two or three cats and not even be a cat person just to make sure they can go wash their laundry down in the basement. Thomas, thank you so much for being here. Producer Thomas Christofelli. You know the feeling, right? Some people in this area will go get cats to hang out in the basement just so I can peacefully go wash my clothes.
Absolutely. And also, Nick Wright, Kansas City Chiefs fan too. He has a Chiefs tattoo on his forearm because he thought they were going undefeated last year that says never a doubt. So watch, that's who we're dealing with.
So watch this. KJ lived in Kansas City for 6 years.
You've been everywhere, KJ.
I might be part of your Bible. I might be. It just might not be printed yet, but I might be that traveling prophet.
Maybe. You might be.
I might be. I my wife would smack me in the face for saying that. Heresy. But here's the thing. They know the fear is, gosh, what if Patrick Mahomes passes Tom Brady and Super Bowl wins? What does that leave the conversation about Tom Brady versus Mahomes? It becomes a little bit bigger than just two quarterbacks, right? What happens when or if Andy Reid passes Bill Belichick for the wins? And Belichick never has a chance to be the all-time winning coach, head coach in football. I don't think he's coming back to the pros. The Hunts, they've already established themselves. But, you know, Bob Kraft would like to see himself in the Hall of Fame. They'll put him in there. It's just a matter of when they decide to do that. But the point I'm getting at is there's a desire to steal the national narrative that the Patriots had for 20 years. And fine, that's okay. But now people do it in a more visceral, angry, divisive way. This is not just about football. If you heard Patriots Monday yesterday with Fitzy and I heard some things. Well, I heard one thing. But I heard a thing that I just said, wow, rats are still running to the trap? Like I don't know if you've seen some of these rats. Some of these rats are so intelligent. It's like, okay, at least put Gouda cheese in the trap. The whole cheap American thing, I know the smell. I'm not even running to it. A generic peanut butter, at least put the crunchy in there if you really want to get me. But some people are just walking straight into the basic cheese trap. Now, that was kind of entertaining from Devon Godchild. But here's the thing. I've also believed that part of the hiring of Gerard Mayo and the releasing of Bill Belichick. Now, Bill Belichick, I think that was just a, you know, hey, all good things come to an end. Familiarity breeds contempt. If you believe in some of these things, it's pretty much true, I think. But you know what Bill Belichick would have has always said no to, no matter what, that they've always kind of been adjusting the rules to it? How about this? HBO's Hard Knocks. But watch this. The Dynasty might have been a preview to let you know that cameras will be allowed in. And so when you bring in Gerard Mayo, this is the other reason why, and I haven't been saying it out loud too much, he's not going to be gone after a year. Because you can't have a first-year head coach featured on Hard Knocks. He's got to be in a second year. They have to have missed the playoffs for 2 or 3 years. So if you're going to tell me like, oh, no, get rid of it. No, this is the bigger play. Remember, if you believe that Robert Kraft's desire is to get to the Hall of Fame and it hasn't happened yet, I need to do another media sell job. But you know what's probably going on right now, and most people don't realize it, but they've been really loud with their loud-ass voices and not seeing the rat trap. Everything that's being said on these airways probably are being collected. I don't know. I just know, Thomas, at the end of I don't always get a text from my boss at the end of the show because usually if I do, it's something I've said. I remember one time I got a text about, hey, can you take down that parody about Bill Belichick? That if you have a copy of it, that's like having the Honus Wagner card, okay? But what it told me from being in this media game for a minute is, what if the HBO people are on the scrowl, are on the prowl for sound bites about what's happening this year? What are the people saying? You're like Gerard Mayo's walking about every week. Those are called sound bites, folks. Sound bites. And you're walking into the trap. Look, if Gerard Mayo's going after year three from bad performance, then guess what? He deserves to go. But I am trying to inform you in the nicest way, and it's kind of eaten at my little soul here over the last couple of weeks. This is just supposed to be like, oh, this is what happened in 2024. Remember that? Nah, this weekend got real funky. Real funky. And so when you have someone like Nick Wright getting up there and saying, why don't you go hire Deion Sanders and his two sons in New England and turn that around? He says that because he knows it will set people off if Robert Kraft went and got Deion Sanders to be the head coach. We can agree on that, can't we?
Yeah, he hasn't. His team in college football isn't that good.
See, Nick Wright knows that sowing further division of a particular rat trap involving Boston and greater New England I mean, Deion Sanders? Yeah. Shedeur Sanders? The gold? The chain? What's the word I'm looking for? The emphasis of how God has got my back in an area where it's kind of like, you know, football became pretty big on Sundays around here. We were all hitting that 6 a.m. mass. All that to try and go after a culture, a lifestyle. This is why I've been standing at the top of the hill. It's like I've been standing at the top of Waltham saying, you know what? Hey, you see that little light down the hill towards the water? Those are guys that are also going to be coming this way. There's an operative desire to destroy the identity of this area of the country. And the way they're trying to do it is through sports. And pieces of it are working. And I said the first piece that you would see is free agents aren't going to come. We're seeing this across multiple sports. Think about your frustration of how the Red Sox can't get anything done. A little bit different, but still the same result. The football team, man, they're willing to overpay and can't get guys here. What if I came to you and said, hey, man, I want to give you $1 million, and you're like, that's great. And then I said, you know what? You don't seem enthused. I'm going to give you $1.5 million and be like, nah, I still don't want it. That's what's happening. And then these national pundits, because guess what? What are all these players doing in their free time? They're playing hobby media. So they're going to look to people like a Nick Wright to try and take their cue of what they think is happening. Wait until I tell you how the spin of Mike Vrabel's interest is in the team in a couple of minutes. It'll make you laugh. But right now it's time to trend with Thomas Crisafulli. Happy New Year's Eve to you. It's KJ here on WEEI, 617-779-7937. That's also the text line. That's Adam Schefter. I guess from about a couple of weeks ago on Jones and Keefe discussing Mike Vrabel as the potential next head coach of the Patriots. And I just have to kind of show you an example of kind of how this media thing works, because based upon what you're looking for to search, it can give you that search in terms of who may be writing it in that regard, even if it's not necessarily a story. So if you type in Mike Vrabel wants the Patriots job at Google, you'll say, hey, Mike Vrabel wants the New England Patriots job. People close to him tell me. What? So then the other thing I type in, which is the factual thing, is Mike Vrabel consultant, right? Because that's the job he's been doing with the Browns. And what do you get? Mike Vrabel's consulting agreement with Browns expired on Monday. So I said, oh, wait a minute. So really people are, hey, I can substitute Mike Vrabel wants the Jets job. And you know what's going to come up? Mike Vrabel's consulting agreement with Browns expired on Monday. The point being is Mike Vrabel's out of a job. Why wouldn't he want a job? Patriots, Jets, Raiders. But because when you put the emotion in front of it without anything backing to it, it then becomes this kind of one-sided thing. I thought people were more intelligent. Look, there's something going on right now in America, right? There's a set of people that are sitting there going, damn, there's some dumbass people in this world. I'm sorry. Now, if there was a report that someone could lean into, and I get it, because you need clicks. And if you're a reporter and you work for a certain organization and you're going up against somebody else and they're looking at the stats and they're like, oh, man, we need engagements. I don't care how they get here. I mean, at some point, we're this close to OnlyFans being put in every title. Mike Vrabel, OnlyFans, wants the Patriots job. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at my own stuff. But that's where we are. So here's how you could go with Mike Vrabel wants the job, is that if it's been hinted or specifically said that, hey, you know, we're going to be looking at an open process at the end of the season. That could still happen Monday. If the Crafts come out and say, you know, we're going to look at an open process, it still may be Gerard Mayo, but we're going to open the process. Then Mike Vrabel interested in Patriots' job makes sense, because Patriots have announced that they're going to be opening the process to look at other people. But when have you ever heard of that happening? that you have a head coach on the staff and you announce we're going to be looking at other candidates, and then you decide that we come on the only candidate that we already have. It almost never happens. But because of where we are, and I totally get it, but it's really got people's emotions twisted. Badly. Badly. Mike Vrabel is interested in any job because his contract expired on Monday. Go get him now. Yeah, that's what he wants. Yeah, please. You know, bring in the new year. But here's the other part of that. And I just don't think people really kind of get this through their head. Robert Kraft chose Gerard Mayo. Not Elliot Wolf. Not anybody else. Not Jonathan Kraft. Robert Kraft chose Gerard Mayo. Two ways I think you probably get a different result out of that. Gerard Mayo stinks it up after 50 games, and Robert Kraft says, you know, we gave it a shot, but now we need to move forward. That's one way. Another way would be someone wants to offer Gerard Mayo control and head coaching of a team with another organization within about 2 years, and he decides to leave after whatever deal he has. I doubt that happens. Or option three. Are you ready for this? Go buy the damn team. Pay cash. And the way the NFL works, you need to have 20% down in cash of the value of the team before you can even have the conversation. So, like, if you put together a nice escrow of about $1.5, $1.6 billion, put in an offer, a letter of intent to Robert Kraft. Then you can make anybody the head coach you want. The head coach can be tattooed from Fantasy Island. You could bring him back from the dead if you want, if you own the team. But that's pretty much how I think it's going to happen. So if Vrabel is kind of, and I feel bad for Mike Vrabel because there's probably a point of people who are in Columbus, Ohio, who, you know, were putting this on Day, the head coach there. Vrabel! Mustard! Vrabel! Hey, that's probably kind of not fair to him. I mean, yeah, he's interested in the job because he has, watch this, no job right now. That's the factual story. Saying he's interested in the Patriots job and you should just give it to him. Well, that's really rich, Andrew Callahan. Just give it to him. I just told y'all, Gerard Mayo is the head coach of the New England Patriots because Robert Kraft wants him to be. That will change, just not potentially on your time. I don't like being this guy. For God's sakes, we're about to go into a new year, Thomas. It should be things anew, feelings anew, all these great things coming forth in a new year. I heard very few people at the beginning of this season hope that Gerard Mayo have a decent season. I heard a few. What was louder than anything else? Oh, he's not competent. What is this guy doing? Why didn't they talk to other people? Robert, have you ever heard this? Robert Kraft killed two birds with one stone. However you feel about the Rooney Rule, you do know in the Rooney Rule that they have a provision that if there is a coach in waiting that's already on the staff and they are a minority, you do not have to go through the hiring process that's standard. You don't even have to hire up. You don't even have to interview other minorities. But I see how that upsets some people. Why don't you talk to so-and-so? Why don't you talk to so-and-so? Why don't you talk to so-and-so? Talk to the NFL. Lobby the NFL. I don't know, maybe I'm teaching a civics class here, but if it bothers you that damn much, write a letter to your senator. How did I become the bad guys? How did I become the bad guy? How did I become the bad guy? I don't know. I guess isn't that how The Rock's career started, when he was happy Rocky Maivay and had the, you know, sky blue trunks and the little Wakanda necklace around his neck? Then when he became the Hollywood Rock and stuff, that was great. 617-779-7937. Taking you up to Alabama versus Michigan. What Citrus Bowl? Like, I'll get into some of this college football talk here probably in the next 20, 25 minutes. Alabama versus Michigan would. I mean, what? I guess it'd be a good game for Alabama. Yeah, Michigan wins one game and suddenly now they are a featured bowl team. That they should have been playing in like the holiday flute bowl. I don't know which one, but they didn't. Don't get me started. But look, with the Patriots, as I was talking about in the first break, and now what I'm talking about with the situation with Vrabel, how people are looking to try and run with narratives on two sides, right? One side, people are trying to run this narrative of Vrabel. Then you have Nick Wright with what Nick Wright said about Deion Sanders coming here as the head coach and getting Shadur and trading Drake May to get Shadur and then take Travis Hunter at 1-2. You have to think of those things when you're sitting on the toilet. You're not sitting in front of research, a computer, having a bowl of cereal, which sometimes you can get some really good thoughts in. You have to be thinking about that when you're sitting in the bathroom to say something that's stupid because it's total crap. But it's to feed a narrative. That what a way to shove it down the New England Patriots fan base's throat. They didn't like having Gerard Mayo as head coach. Boy, they'll love it times three. Deion Sanders hasn't even been an assistant coach in the NFL. He hasn't even done quality control. The Colorado, come on, what does everybody say? And maybe I'm kind of mixing my cereals here, but this does go to that narrative about like why it's absolutely asinine to think that Deion Sanders would be brought here as the head coach. Is we're talking about Arizona State is probably the worst team that received a bye in this college football playoff, right? You know Arizona State and Colorado's in the same division, and Colorado finished two teams behind Arizona State. And this guy's going to come and change the Patriots and the culture? No, Gerard Mayo could do that. He could also fail at that, but the failure point is not right now. I know plenty of you would say, hey, I don't know, Kurt Thomas, have you ever failed a driver's test?
No, I went one for one.
Now, here's how people used to fail the driver's test back in the day. If you weren't really good at driving a manual stick shift, are you familiar with the stick shift, Thomas?
So I know what the stick shift is. I understand.
Just never driven one.
Never used it. I don't own a stick shift car.
Right. So sometimes, if you weren't proficient with your stick shift abilities, you could struggle on your parallel parking and your K-turn because you're so busy messing with the stick. Can happen. That used to happen when you failed the driver's test. So what would happen would be, usually you were told, hey, maybe the best thing for you to do is come back with an automatic vehicle because you can still fail by not using the stick and do some other things right. But just come back with an automatic vehicle if you can do that. I did take one road test with a stick vehicle, but I was highly proficient at the time. It was just like my license had expired. This one was in Missouri. I was like, oh, shoot, let me just grab the car and just go take the test.
Missouri, add to the bucket list of places you've been, KJ.
Yeah, well, that's where Kansas City is. It's in two different states. There's two different Kansas cities. But I say that to say this. Can't you just see this season as Gerard Mayo taking the test, taking this the driver's test with a manual stick car?
If that's how you're gonna frame it, as this is kind of his test run, as you will.
Yeah,
it's a bad test run. It's a very bad test run.
So, but you know what? People are bad with driving manual cars. If you want to see a really entertaining show today, or you even see videos of this of people trying to steal a car, but when they try and steal the car, they don't know how to drive a stick. So they just get out the car and leave because they don't know how to drive it. I'm not saying that Gerard Mayo doesn't know how to drive a car. I'm just saying that this year was learning how to drive a stick. Now, what does coming back and taking the driver's test with an automatic car look like? Elliot Wolf, let's get some better people in that field. We got the quarterback. We got the quarterback because we drafted at 3. Probably the other part of that is, hey, if you do end up with the number 1 pick or the number 3 pick, somebody that's still, I think just in your trending, that the Patriots will now fall no lower than 4th, correct?
Yes.
So if you're in 1, 2, 3, 4, there are at least several teams, the Jets, the Raiders, the Giants sit right at 4. So those are three teams right there that are desperately need of quarterback, and you've got two quarterbacks really to pick from. So now you can kind of let go of the, hey, I need this team to tank so they can have the number one pick. No, it isn't about the number one pick. It's about the number one haul. What's the best haul you're going to get for whatever pick you have? If you have one, someone might say, yeah, that's too rich for the quarterback. We'll just talk to the people right behind you, right? You don't think Tennessee would have the same amount of power? Because if you can't get the haul that you want to get, Tennessee could say, okay, we like both players and we'll take either one. And in fact, we probably know that Shedeur Sanders doesn't want to cut. Well, he might want to go to Nashville. You know, if Nick Wright really wants to take that angle somewhere else, stick Shedeur Sanders and Deion Sanders down in Nashville and see what happens. Bet you the bachelorette parties will suddenly move. But I'm kidding when I say that. No, I'm not. So you have power at 1, 2, and then you probably have it at 3 as well. But this is about the haul, not so much about the player. Nobody's discussed. If you said, hey, KJ, if you know you're in front of a firing squad and the Patriots had to draft somebody and they're at 1, who would you take? I would say I would take Abdul Carter, just because I believe this guy will flash instantly. And if you're able to put Keon White back on the edge at the line, I think now you have two levels of your defense completely covered, because the way the defense has been this year has been absolutely horrible. Free agency is where I think you go and get offensive tackles, where go ahead and overspend for the offensive tackle. You know why? Because you've been underrepresented at that position so badly. It's like negative money when it's come to offensive tackle. So if you've got to overspend for free agent offensive tackle in this league, you know two things. One, they're going to come. They'll come to New England. And two, you know they've gotten the job done. I mean, Caden Wallace, look, I mean, he flashed well in college as an offensive tackle on the right side. How often have you seen Caden Wallace this year? They're still trying to figure out what's going to happen. Would you want to potentially have that with the situation with the number one pick? When there's some discussions like, well, you know, Will Campbell's arm's a little too short to box with a defensive end. Or with Banks from Texas, who some are still watching tape to see, can this guy translate to the NFL? Like, could you be more of a run blocker better than you are? Are you getting beat on the pass? I would love to see what happens when Ohio State plays Texas. That's probably, for those who are watching the draft the closest, if that's the matchup, that's probably the game you want to watch the most, because it's probably the team that's going to challenge Banks the most. And you'll be able to see, because I give Ohio State credit. They produce a lot of NFL-ready guys. I mean, you're turning around, you're like, damn, he played at Ohio State too? Damn, he played at Ohio State. So, you know, that's the other thing, because, you know, Texas, while they've been, I'll put it this way, they lost to Georgia, right? So it shows you that didn't necessarily flash well in that game. So you need to see what type of high-level competition a potential offensive lineman is going to be if you take him at 1 and don't get the haul. But there are teams that are going to be below 4 that are desperate to get to 1, 2, 3, or 4. Probably 3. You would say 1, 2, 3. Because whoever gets moved up to that first spot or second spot, Tennessee may swap out. But I doubt they're swapping out. I mean, they need 3 quarterbacks. You think it's, I mean, like, if you want to say as bad as it is that they lost to the Titans this year, but you would have to say the quarterback situation here in New England is a much better picture than it is in Tennessee. Tennessee's taking a quarterback. It's just a matter of, okay, at 3, I think, is it Jacksonville? I look through my notes. I think 3 is Jacksonville. And if it's Jacksonville, they're not taking a quarterback. So nobody's taking a player from you in that regard. It's all about who needs the quarterback. Right, so Cleveland is at 3. I think Cleveland is at 3.
So it's Patriots 1, Cleveland 2, Titans 3, Giants 4, Jacksonville 5 is your top 5 as of today.
So it's updated since last night's game. So yeah, so if you're at 3, let's say the Patriots finish 3, you believe that one of those other two teams, like even Cleveland, would have to debate, because you don't need a quarterback. The Patriots don't need a quarterback. Someone may need Abdul Carter badly, And if you're at three, then okay, I would pass on the player if it means you could get a huge haul. But it has to be the right haul. Do you think the Jets are going to give you a haul to move up? I mean, Vegas might. You've dealt with them. Chicago's got two twos. They got that two from Carolina that they got in the deal for Caleb Williams. You've already got two threes. So really, it's kind of like how do you pair your wine and meal in the next rounds, right? So let's say you get on the phone with Chicago. And what I have in front of me, Chicago's night, they might have moved up or down since then. So let's say we'll take your one and your Carolina two, or we'll take your two because the Carolina two is going to be a higher pick than Chicago's own two. So we'll take your one and your two, and we'll swap our pick and a fifth and have at it. And if you're the Patriots, now you have the number nine pick. You've got Chicago's, you've got your own pick at the top of the second round. You've got Chicago's pick, which is not far after you in the second round. If Atlanta doesn't make the playoffs, which is a very real situation, if Tampa wins, then that Atlanta pick that you got in the third round now becomes a top half of the draft pick because they'll be one of the, and because they don't have a great record. Keep in mind, Indy is 7-9 and they're 12th. So you might be looking at a top 15 pick in the third round because of the pick you got for Judon and your pick in the top. Now you're starting to get a haul. But it has to be done with the right team. All right, we're going to make some money. I've got a parlay here, Thomas, and I know you're a parlay guy, that has a 35-1 plus odds. Actually, more than that. That's next here on WEEI. Turn it up, Thomas. Turn it up. Just shifting gears through all the years. KJ here on WEEI. Happy holidays. Happy New Year to you. By the way, Trading Places is a Christmas movie, if you didn't know. And the crescendo happens on New Year's Eve. I just told my wife a couple days ago. I said, I never thought that Trading Places... And this is why I believe it. You know, I used to laugh when people would say, like, The Simpsons would tell you things ahead of time. Family Guy would predict these different things. But I've always, I like Trading Places so much. I'm like a video and audio file. So I actually have, and Thomas, you probably don't know what this is. I have a Laserdisc player. Have you ever heard of one of these?
I have heard of one. I have never seen one.
It's a supersized CD. It's a CD that's the same size as a 12-inch record. It's a 12-inch CD. And I have one that plays both sides without having to get up and flip it over. Most times, you have to get up and flip it over. They predate the DVD. Yeah, this is fascinating, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have records, so I know I have vinyl. So you
oh, there you go.
Yeah, I have a vinyl. I have a vinyl there. Yeah.
Okay. Very nice.
I'm young, but I like physical media. I have vinyls, got some old CDs. I have some old cassette tapes from my grandfather when
he passed
away.
You have a cassette player, too, as well?
Yes, I have.
There you go.
So
look at you.
When my
look
first
at...
grandfather passed away, I inherited... he had like these little Model T, like small trains that he would make.
Oh,
and
wow.
Then I also inherited his like battery powered plug into the wall radio. And on that has a cassette. So I would sit in my dorm room and I'd listen to the on campus radio station that I was in charge of. And then when I was bored with that, I would throw in, I had like a Queen cassette tape. I had an old Jay-Z one and like a Katy Perry. I had a very small collection, but I had a couple.
But
so
you know,
I like physical media.
But that's kind of a little bit of a flex on a college campus, right? Because
look, I
don't profess to know what your dating situation, and I'm not saying that this
unbelievably
is what's going
single,
on.
KJ.
Okay, so these are like, why don't you come over and listen to my cassette copy of Taylor Swift? You have a cassette copy of? I've never seen that, and you'll be like, I know.
And I'll try that one out.
Yeah, bro, try three or four of those out, right? Because you know, when you're original and different. It gets the attention. Like, I would have not been married to my wife when I met her. She had won Miss Congeniality in the Miss Black North Carolina pageant. And no, there's no political affiliation that has to do with that. It's just been this historical pageant. I happened to be the MC that night. We lost touch over about a 10-year period, but when we reconnected, boy, she did not lose an ounce on those looks. I was just like, I tell her sometimes, I was like, you know what? I see some of the people I used to date like years ago, and every day I look at you and I know how much I am blessed. But it's because I was a creative guy and knew how to talk a little bit and had some unique things about myself. So use that battery-operated radio for some unique things there at college, man, and continue to do good work.
I'll let you know how it goes, KJ. I'll bring it back. I got one more semester. I'll bring it back.
Hey, don't, hey, Don't play your grandfather's radio and tell. Okay, that's kind of the other rule as well. Don't tell, but you know, but Jodeci always works. I'm totally kidding. 617-779-7937. What do you have on the text line, Thomas?
So we have one guy asking, why wouldn't you draft Travis Hunter and pair him on the other side with Christian Gonzalez?
Because he can't block or stop a zero blitz. I see what you're getting at, but the pass defense hasn't been the problem this year. If like you're addressing the defense, you got to be looking at someone who's going to plug up that middle. I mean, when Barmore comes back, that's great. But who's going to be? I know you got Dietrich Wise, but you got to get some girth there. And then, you know, once Juwan Bentley comes back, we'll see how that plays. But if you can get an edge rusher, because there's been no pass rush from the Patriots. Like, imagine if the Patriots or some company had a deal this year. They said, for every sack the Patriots get this year, $1,000 will be sent to a loving child. Do you know how many children would be lost without love because of the amount of sacks this year? So, like, I think those are a couple things you would address. I wouldn't think about, like, hey, we need to go get another corner and shut it down. There'd just be two corners that have to help out with the run. So, like, but yeah, look, Travis Hunter is the sexy pick, but he's not needed. Like, to me, the only sexy picks are if there's a generational talent like a Randy Moss that's available, like this, or Justin Jefferson, you're like, or Ja'Marr Chase, like, bro, those guys, you can throw those guys a pebble and they will catch it one-handed. Those guys really don't exist, or you need a quarterback, and that quarterback is going to change the face of your franchise. You know, like, here's the other thing. Like, with Travis Hunter, you're talking about him being a cornerback. There are teams that are probably saying, no, we can design packages for him to be on both sides of the ball. Here in New England, you probably say, like, okay, we probably need you to be really good at one of the two, and we probably believe you're better as a cornerback than you are as a receiver, and we really don't need another cornerback to take you at one. All right, 617-779-7937. We're about a minute away from Make Money Money, a parlay that has seven legs and an odds of over 340-1. One more text before we get to that.
KJ, I don't know what gave you the idea that people are smarter nowadays. They had to put warnings on Tide Pods to not eat them, and that your hot coffee is hot. The one that I would like to add in, they have to put the don't dive in the shallow zone at public swimming pools.
Okay, so the swimming pool portion, I can get why one may mistake in that. For those of us who are a certain age, like, and don't laugh at me, but I've been watching old episodes of Knots Landing. My wife is like, damn, you're weird sometimes. But I'm really watching it to see the stuff that's available now that wasn't necessarily available then, like answering machines on a phone. Like, hey, can you sit at my house and watch the phone? I'm expecting to call. Like, whoa, that blows my mind. But the other part was your swimming pools really just went from 3 to 6 feet, right? That's what wealth used to be like. There was no, obviously they got designed a much differently, you know. Now you can have a 15-foot pool in your backyard, 12-foot pool. But back in the day, wealth said, like, one side of the pool was 3, the other side was 6. So the diving in the pool, because you really shouldn't dive, because that's why they got bigger pools. Like, let's move this to 9 feet, because people were diving into the 6 feet and problems were happening. That happened to a kid that I grew up with, who would have been an NFL star because his brothers made it to the NFL and he was a better linebacker than they were defensive tackles. So that I get. But yeah, with the Tide Pods, they smell really good. But there's something in your brain that has to say, do not eat. You know, like, kerosene smells good, but you should not drink it. So, look, they always say that sometimes more technology can make one more lazy to when it comes to just ordinary and common thoughts, right? It used to be at one point, and I don't make this not the old man down the road show, sponsored by Cleveland's Career World Revival, but if you had encyclopedias in the home, the idea was that, hey, when the library is closed, and I know libraries are probably like, we'll just kill for someone to come in here and read a book, that you can still get access to the information. But that was costly. Like, when the, Like when my dad said yes and friends came over to my house and they saw that we had the, not the encyclopedias that were like dusty and the last president was Eisenhower. And they're like, damn it, George H.W. Bush was the president in my encyclopedias. And kids were like, damn, ooh, he got money. No, it was just a matter of just knowing when to try and go after knowledge. And you just have a society right now that just goes for clicks, not the knowledge, not trying to even put 1 plus 2 plus 1 equals 2. I mean, they'd probably get scared when you say, what's 1 times 1? You'd be like, well, it's 2, isn't it? Isn't it the same? I mean, you literally had a video of a guy doing that, right? Am I lying? Like, what is his name that was in Hustle and Flow? Oh, gosh, I can't. Terrence Howard. Is literally putting videos just trying to say, well, if 1 times 1 is 1, that can't be true if 1 plus 1 is 2. I'm like, okay, so you know that this is really, the 1 times 1 is really like standing in a mirror, okay? The 1 plus 1 is someone else standing next to you. where are we going? All right, let's hit it. Let's make some money. Hit it, Chris Thomas.
I won the bet.
Here, $1.
Yeah.
I can give you half.
Hey, yeah, I want my money.
You need to relax.
How do you pay, man?
Straight cash, homie.
All right, let me get into my gaming bag here because we've got college football on the docket, and of course it does not involve any local schools in the state of Massachusetts. But if you're listening on the network, abide by your local state rules. Let's start with the NFL games that are on Saturday where we got some extensive information. Cleveland at Baltimore, take the under at 36, plus 190. It's a seven-leg parlay I've got here. KJ, why are you taking such a low number? Well, because the Browns are bad and the Ravens are not going to extensively play people, especially knowing that their fate is pretty much decided in the playoffs. So even though they're a high favorite to win the game, look for guys to get in there, jump on a lead early. Look, they could win this game 17-7 and still be well under the 36. Over 51.5, Bengals at Pittsburgh Steelers plus 120. I think Joe Burrow is going to it's going to be so hard. We look back in the annals of this season. You're going to look at Joe Burrow's numbers and go, how did that guy have a losing record? That's going to be a high-scoring game, either the Bengals putting the points on the board or Russell Wilson finally waking up from this malaise that he's been in, plus 120 in that game at over 51.5. Over 45.5, Alabama at Michigan. That's going to be the game. Following me here on WEEI, the Citrus Bowl, of course, at a neutral site, plus 120. I don't believe Michigan can score, but I think Alabama's going to want to put points on the board so that way the conversation about this college football playoff, after seeing Boise State and Arizona State play, that, see, if you had Alabama even as the worst-seeded team, what would they have done? So I think Alabama runs up the score a little bit against Michigan. I don't believe that a Michigan team really belongs in this game. They just beat Ohio State in emotion and lost the rest of those other games because of talent. Under 45.5, Louisville at Washington. Why? Because Junior Belichick, I think he's going to be his last game as the defensive coordinator there. I think he's going to put on a masterclass. Maybe Dad has had a little conversation with him during his free time before he took that job at North Carolina. You might see a defensive crunch be put on by Washington with the conversation saying, wow, watch out for what they've done because they've been pretty decent defensively this season so far. Under 46.5, that's a plus 120 for South Carolina at Illinois. I don't see Illinois scoring, and I see South Carolina being able to put that defense smack down on them. That's why I'm going to take the under on that in 46.5. Under 56.5, Baylor at LSU. Can LSU really score? I mean, they struggle. I think this is one of those that's going to be an exciting game. Get it close to about 50 points probably. But LSU just has problems putting the ball down the field. And under 50.5, Penn State at Boise State. It's a neutral site. But even if it was at Boise State, it's just going to be one-sided. When I tell you that, I believe that Penn State probably will score 30 to 35 of the points and still take the under at 50.5. I think Penn State beats them that bad just because Boise State is a one-dimensional offense with the run game. So take that seven-leg parlay. Drop a C note. Those at the odds of plus 34,291. 34291 at $100 bet pays out $34,391.71. And that's Make Money Money here on WEEI. We continue the Patriots conversation about the draft next on WEEI.